Gordon Chaplin, born 1945, and Susan Atkinson, in 1992, sailed to the Marshall Islands in the Central Pacific. There, the couple found themselves in the path of a typhoon. They considered their options and decided to ride their storm out on board their boat, moored off Watteau Island. From Dark Wind, by Gordon Chaplin. We were watching the sky, where the storm would come from. In the morning, hazy cumulus clouds shot past, alternating with searing blasts of white sunlight. The air glowed with humidity, and quick, luminous turns rode the damp currents like trout. Our skins were shiny and sticky, and we were always a little short of breath. "I feel like a frog," Susan said. "I smell like a frog." "How does a frog feel?"
"Permanently damp."
"How does one smell?"
"Aquatic."
"Fertile."
"Kind of like a pond in summer."
"We're in the same boat," I said, sniffing.
"Luckily," she said. "I better not kiss you. You might turn back into a prince."
By mid-afternoon, the clouds had thickened and turned gray. The air currents had settled down and were moving with steady force across the surface of the lagoon. The formerly electric blue element now matched the air in color, except for small, luminous whitecaps that stood out as strongly as the terns had a few hours earlier. The wind was pouting through the gray coconut palms of Watteau Island, making them writhe like water plants in a strong current. Kids played excitedly on the grayish-yellow beach. We saw the minister in his white, long-sleeved shirt come out of his cinder-block house, look at the sky, look out across the 300 feet of clear, warm, choppy water that separated him from our vessel, and wave. That morning, after we'd gone ashore and Susan was off with her girls, he'd said she'd be welcome to spend the night in the church, along with himself, his wife, and his congregation. He knew better than to invite the captain. I told Susan about it as we were walking down to the dinghy. "Give it some thought," I joked, knowing that she wouldn't. "If anything ever happened to you, I wouldn't want to be the one to have to tell Ashley and Paige." The moment didn't seem important. The storm was going to miss us, we were sure it was. And there was a lot of work to do to get the boat ready.